You're literally
two years older.
And you're from the U.S., so that's educationally like 4 years younger.
But we have failed you.
No, we haven't.
Matt, Jack, you're disqualified.
He said Nicholas, okay?
I said the wrong name. You knew who he meant.
You son of the dogs are out.
This is the Draft Dogs Podcast. Our takes do not reflect the opinions of Toronto Metropolitan University or Spirit Live Radio.
Hey boys, how's your week off? How'd it go?
Week off? What's that? I haven't stopped.
Ugh, you're the worst. Right. I enjoyed reading week like a person should and didn't do any reading. I was playing games on my phone like Candy Crush like majority of the week.
I read the label on a box of what do you call those things? Joe Lewis.
Anyways, I went to the U.S. and I bartended a frat party. It was quite the time. I don't remember much of the night, but it was a great time.
So you were just like making concoctions.
Yeah, I was a mixologist. But let's get on. This is the Draft Dogs Podcast, the podcast where the four of us, me, Tulio, Matt, Sammy, Charlie, Charles M. Smeech, for you guys who aren't familiar, sit in a room and pick a random subject and go in a random order and draft
stuff.
Yeah. Anything.
Anything. And we yell at each other. We laugh. We haven't cried yet.
Matt definitely cried last week.
I cried myself to sleep, guys. Thanks.
And at the end of the episode, we have a little debate and pick a winner. And it's always a great time, even though it's only the second episode. But we're having fun with it. All right, let's get into the part of the podcast where we first pick a subject and then choose what order we're going to draft. Sammy, take it away. Give us what we're doing this week.
All right, we got the wheel ready to go. 17 entries.
17.
It's spinning. I can feel it building.
Come on, be a good draft.
This draft is actors.
Ooh.
That's a great one.
Actors and actresses.
Actors and actresses.
Okay. Come on now.
Right. I don't even watch movies, guys. This is terrible.
I mean, you could.
Well, we're
TV
lucky it's
shows,
not the movie draft. You
know. And for the sake, can we choose a voice actor?
Yes, you can choose Seth MacFarlane.
Okay. Like, okay.
Charlie.
Who's ready to know who goes?
Give us our names.
Well, here's it. I'll tell you who goes last. All right.
I love it.
Here's who's going last. Pick and fourth overall.
How much
I
do you want to bet?
I swear,
it's Matt.
If it's me again, it is Tulio.
He went first last time.
He picked first last time. That's fair that he goes last this time. So we'll see how it goes. The third overall pick, who's it going to? Uh-oh. It's going to me, boys. Well, I went fourth. I'm third now. I'm moving up.
Sammy better not get the one. He got the
if Sammy
two
gets
last
one
time.
Again, I don't even, that's not even fair.
Sammy got the two last time. He just got the first overall pick because McDonald's dropped.
Yeah,
so,
all right. Now, whoever is not picked in this wheel is going to get the first overall pick. First overall pick.
Sammy
Brzozowski.
Let's go. This is tough.
It's kind of like a prize.
All right. I think we should take a break. We have the second draft queued up, ready to go. This is exciting. I got first pick.
It's so hot in here.
Let's do it, baby. All right. And we're back. I'm ready to get the first overall selection over with. I've had a little bit of time to think it over. But in the first pick of the actors draft and actresses, I can't think of anyone else than Leo DiCaprio.
Leo.
That's a good one. All right.
That's a good one. Fair enough.
Very good answer.
He's been in a plethora of good movies and has been snubbed from the Oscars like multiple times.
Several.
So.
With my first pick. I'm going to go comedy. We're going to go Will Ferrell.
Great Will pick. Ferrell. You got to love Will Ferrell.
Love Will Ferrell.
Love him. Love him.
Can never go wrong.
I'm not happy that Matt is going right before me again. He does have a little habit to steal my picks, but I was not going to take Will Ferrell. I'm going to take one that I personally would have picked first overall. And I'm glad I got him. Give me Tom Hanks.
Great shout.
Great pick.
I love Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, America's sweetheart.
I like that pick. It's a little bit quirky, I'll say, but a phenomenal actor.
I mean, he can do it all.
Fourth pick, First round. I'm going to take the man who is seemingly in every movie, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a great voice. If we could get him on the pod, I just want to listen to hear him talk.
Just make him.
I just let him talk forever. Just
talk.
Never stop.
I'm going to pick the first woman of the draft with this one, with the first overall pick in the second round. I'm going to pick my girl, Sandy B, Sandra Bullock.
It's a solid pick. Solid pick.
I like it.
Of our generation, just one of the greatest women actors.
100%.
I think that's fair to say.
I'm going to go with someone who I thought would go in the first round, the other Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise in with the fifth overall pick.
Love Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, that's sixth overall pick. I cannot.
Not my personal preference, but I think that's a good pick.
He's Tom Cruise. I mean, you think, like, he's huge.
He's in movies.
A few of them, that's for sure.
He's in a couple
of
them.
He does things.
In movies.
I mean, in movies on the big screen.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
A lot of the times he does do things.
This is crazy. I've kind of forgot how many actors there were. I don't know why.
Yeah, this could be a much longer draft because there are so many actors.
There are a lot of actors and actresses.
There's like hundreds of years of actors and actresses. It's
including Jake Paul, the best actor ever.
But on Disney Channel,
exactly.
Good point. Loser of the boxing match last night, folks. If you did not watch that, you probably saved yourself $20.
I'm gonna go for a Canadian legend. One of the funniest actors. He's from Scarborough, Ontario. Give me Jim Carrey. Love Jim.
Great shout.
Solid pick. I
don't think that's who Matt was thinking of because I was thinking of the same person.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't.
I know you're thinking of.
When you said Scarborough, I was like, oh, okay, I was fair enough.
Different guy.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking too.
See, there's so many of these guys.
Yeah, there's
that
just so many.
We're all going to say people that everyone else wasn't thinking of and everyone's going to be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that's great.
It's great. I am going to go in a similar direction to Sammy, and I'm going to take Jennifer Lawrence.
Good pick. J-Law, gotta love her. Gotta love her.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably up there for me for sure.
I'm glad this one dropped to me. I would have been remiss if I had not picked him. When Matt picked Will Ferrell, I thought he was going to pick this actor. This is a guy you can always count on to make you laugh. Give me Adam Sandler.
Absolutely.
That is a good one.
Absolutely.
Grown Ups is one of my favorite ever.
Happy Gilmore? Come on.
He just puts out hilarious movies.
The only reason I didn't take him at two is because I already had Will Ferrell and I need to get out of the comedy
stream. That's fair. That's fair.
I'm going to go with someone who's not in as many movies, but a very good TV show. Actress, and I'm going Jennifer Aniston.
Nice. Friends is
so good, and I mean, who doesn't love Jennifer Aniston? She's in comedy, she's in serious movies.
She's in just about everything.
You know what's funny?
Another one like Morgan Freeman, everywhere these days.
And you know what's funny? Last draft, there was so much contention with every pick. We're so positive, guys.
Yeah, this is
draft, good. Everyone's like, oh, great pick.
Yeah.
For now.
So... I feel like Jim Carrey, Tom Hanks, like they can be dramatic, like, you know, Truman Show, or obviously I know Tom Hanks was in a couple of things. He was in Forrest Gump. He was in Catch Me If You Can. I mean, but they can also be funny. But I'm gonna go someone who's less funny. He's more business. Give me Robert De Niro.
Oh, I had him on my list. He was my next pick. He was my next pick.
Love De Niro.
Very good pick.
I could go two directions, I think, here, in my opinion. But I think that you guys being a little bit younger, I can wait on some people.
You're literally two years older.
And you're from the U.S., so that's educationally like 4 years younger than us.
And I'm going to pick up Samuel L. Jackson.
That's a good
guy
one.
Picks Samuel L. Jackson as he's older.
Yeah.
He's still in every movie.
He's still in every movie. No, that's the guy I think you guys would take. I thought.
I have
some other names that are big players that I don't know if you guys will think of.
Samuel L. Jackson in Pulp Fiction is that's a top tier movie, and I love it. It's one of the best movies ever. I agree.
Steaming hot take with that one, Matt. Pulp Fiction, good movie.
I'm just saying.
That... Heard it here first.
From the guy who doesn't watch movies, we bring you that take.
Guys, that's like the only movie I've ever watched.
Fair enough, because you're just spending all your time curling and all that.
All right.
So why don't we take a brief pause, three rounds.
Going a lot quicker than last time.
It is, because you know what? They're just coming off firing.
They really are.
It's and because I think there's so many great ones.
I also think we're going to have a big discussion of who has the best list after this.
Absolutely. So let's, with that, take a break. Come back to it. Some good teams so far. Only more to come.
I love it.
Welcome back to the Draft Dogs podcast. We are drafting actors and actresses today through three rounds. I think everyone is loving their draft, which is really weird to say after last week. But Sammy, we're coming back to you. You already have Leo DiCaprio, Sandra Bullock, and Adam Sandler. Where are you going to go with this fourth round selection?
I've thought about this one a lot. And, you know, I had one name that Charlie took away from me, and that was Robert De Niro. I had him circled on my list when I first saw that the category was going to be actors. So I'm going to go in a similar direction, get the man who portrayed maybe one of the best characters of all time, Michael Corleone. Give me Al Pacino.
You son of
a... I knew you wanted that one. Once you said age, I was like, he's got to say Pacino, right?
That was one of the two I was thinking of. There's still another name out there that... probably going to take this round, but maybe not.
My favorite movie is Inception. Unfortunately, you took Leo. My second favorite movie is Moneyball. And who's the star of Moneyball? Brad Pitt. So I got to go with Brad Pitt.
Very nice. Jonah. Very nice.
That's a good pick. Charlie, you have Tom Hanks, Jim Carrey, and De Niro. What are you doing here? What are you thinking?
I don't want to say all my actors follow the theme of being, you know, funny and also serious.
They're also really... all males. Are you they thinking are. An they actress are. Here?
Well, I've got an actress in mind, but I can't. I just love this guy so much that I want to have him right now, and I'm worried that if we go around another time, I already talked to you guys about it as well. I don't know if he'll last. So I'm gonna take Robin Williams. Just
an great amazing pick. Guy. Really good pick.
It's a really one.
Most famous, of course, for
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
So now it's me. The pain of being stuck with the last pick is judging what will get to you the next round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have two, and I don't know if either one will get around again. But I got a lot of serious on my board. I need some funny. So give me Ryan Reynolds.
Good pick.
It's a great
good
one.
Good Canadian
and
pick.
I mean, come on.
Guy. I mean, he's so handsome.
So
oh my.
Handsome.
He's hot.
No, he's hot. We can say it.
He's so hot.
He is juicy.
He is comedy. He's hot. He's sexy. I don't know what else I can say. He owns a Wrexham, which is that documentary, outstandingly hilarious.
No, he's a good guy.
So now we get final round. Sammy, over to you with the first pick of the last round.
Wow, this final round really snuck up on
us. We kind of breezed through this one after all the contentious debate last week.
Yeah, so the issue with my team, I have three men, one woman. But I think I'm going to pick possibly the greatest female actor of all time. Easily one of the most awarded ones. Give me Meryl Streep.
I didn't know. I knew Reynolds wasn't going to get to me, and I didn't know if you guys would take Meryl. You got both of the two actors that I thought you guys wouldn't pick.
I was thinking about Meryl when I picked Sandy B, because I was like, let's get one of the best women off the board. And I was like, I'm going to take a chance with this one. I'm glad it paid off.
The last one I'm going to go with is, I have a similar problem to Sammy, where I'm at three men, one woman right now. So I'm also going to go with one of the best actresses of all time. And I'm going to go Nicole Kidman.
That's a good pick.
It's a good pick.
Good pick. Mm-hmm. She's intimidating.
She's kind of scary.
No, she is.
Like I feel like she'd kill me if I didn't take her. So
that's fair.
I had to be like,
she's played in a couple
cautious.
Roles where you're like, you know,
like, wow, intense. Like, ooh, don't jump out of the screen now.
I've got someone who won't kill me if I don't take her because she's dead. But but I really do.
You
think
rat.
This is one of the most popular actresses or really people of all time. I got to go with Betty White.
Great.
That Betty is a White. Good bet.
Just I mean, doing her good.
It's Betty White. I mean, what more can you say?
America's darling, I would say.
Yeah. So he's got America's sweetheart in Tom Hanks and America's darling, according to
I don't. You don't quote me on that.
you've been quoted. No, that's it. I like it.
Well, I have about too many ways that I can go with this last.
It's the last pick. We
almost need more rounds in this draft because so far the actors that aren't on the board haven't been taken. Denzel. Marilyn Monroe.
Monroe.
Yeah. That's like, one that I was thinking about.
Natalie Portman.
There's a lot of honorable mentions.
Natalie Portman.
Like so many amazing actors and actresses.
We didn't really get into TV much.
Mm-mm. No. It was really more movie actors. We shied away from TV. I feel like I love Denzel. I think he deserves to be on this list. But who Marilyn Monroe was, you can't deny that she might have been the biggest movie star to ever live.
An icon.
So I am going to take Marilyn Monroe with the last pick of the draft.
That's a wild sentence.
Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I think what we're going to do from here on out is the way we did it in the first episode.
Yeah.
We start with who's for and move up from there. But I got to tell you guys, no one really sticks out as four for me.
Let me shock you
real quick. I disagree.
Let me shock you real quick. The man with the most Oscar wins from an actor didn't get taken in this draft. His name is Jack Nicklaus.
Nicholson?
Yeah.
Like the golfer?
Jack Nicklaus?
Nicholson, sorry.
Matt, Jack you're Nicholson. Disqualified.
He said Nicholas, okay? I said the wrong name.
You knew who he meant.
But you knew who I meant.
I feel like we just... There's going to be teams that are left on the table. There's going to be players that are left on the table. Fred VanVleet went undrafted.
We could do a part two of this another time without these people. Like, we do more.
We might have to do a part two to this draft. Yeah.
Of course. My. But I think we should focus on this draft for
we
now.
We should. And again, fourth pick, Sammy. I know you're bamboozled by this board. Matt, you came through with a pretty striking, you think you know who has the worst draft. Considering the other three of us have literally no clue, why don't you lay down what you're thinking?
How I look at it is everyone here is versatile. We all have the different themes of movies. We have comedies, we have thrillers, blah, 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 blah. There's only one person in the draft who has four male actors and only one female actor or actress, pardon my language. And that's Charlie. And I think that since it's so close, he lacks the diversity. So that's where I would go with my four.
Mm-mm. See, my problem with that is Betty White is like
the hugest.
Like, I don't know how to put into words how huge Betty White is. But then again, Meryl Streep and Marilyn Monroe are in that fourth round and are maybe a bigger actress than Betty White.
If we're talking nominations alone, Meryl Streep is bigger. And Marilyn Monroe is an icon.
Marilyn Monroe kills everyone in this draft.
Yeah. Well, she was an icon. She's
for what, 20 years? 10?
For
20 years?
Still is.
I don't know.
That's like, I'm just throwing a name.
I will say.
I get your point. I that's a fair criticism.
I'm not against that idea because, I mean, even with the last draft, right? We all acknowledge that a lot of them were very good, but you have to look at versatility.
Where I'm kind of formulating this here is that we all have diversity in genres of movies, I would say. But I think Matt has the least diversity in types of movies.
I agree.
Meaning that they might be about different things, but they're all kind of, you know, built the same way, follow a similar storyline, whether it be a comedy or a thriller. It's also his draft is the one that if we were going to go to award nominations, I think his actors or the actors who are maybe less likely to get be up for those awards based on the kind of movies they were, or based on the movies that they were in.
Can I make a point? And this was just like I noticed it. Did you mean to pick spouses?
Because no, I didn't.
You picked Nicole.
I didn't realize.
And Tom, and you picked Jennifer and Brad. So I'm thinking if we're putting these teams in a lineup, there's some chemistry issues.
There really is.
There's some chemistry issues. I don't know if that's the draft, but if we need to find some kind of way to rank them, there is some chemi issues on your team.
Obviously, you guys all know movies are not my strong suit. But although I picked some questionable couples that didn't work out, I still think I have some of the best actors individually on the team, for sure. I mean,
right now, the only names that have been brought up was Charlie and Matt so far. And I'm open to any more discussion about my team or Tulio's. But you say you have better actors individually, but if I'm going
round by round,
you versus Charlie, round by round, I'd take Charlie's team if we're talking better actor.
I would agree, too. I think I like Charlie's team more. I'm not the biggest fan of all the people that Matt took, but taking my bias out of it and who they are, I think they're all very great actors, but I like who Charlie picked more.
For me, the MVP of this draft, I think the steal was Charlie picking De Niro, third round.
Yep, I agree with that.
Goodness.
So because it's so tight, should we just go to a straight-up vote for who we would put in fourth position?
Can I ask Charlie and Matt, do you put each other's teams at four? Like, Matt, you think Charlie's is the worst, and Charlie, you think Matt's is the worst?
Look, I know you're trying to get all the talk about our team so no one can mention your team.
Yeah.
Mention
time,
my
Sammy.
Team.
Nice try.
Get the conversation
Here's
started.
Here's what I'm saying. Robert De Niro, he's a better actor than Adam Sandler. Jim Carrey, Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Can we ask why Sandra Bullock went fifth?
I was about, that's fair. I was gonna bring that up in the next conversation.
Al Pacino and Robin Williams, like that's
Al Pacino
I'm
and it's
Robert Williams.
That okay, that's just
I think,
have you seen terrible
good
take.
Okay, no, that's
no.
Al Pacino's way better than Robin Williams.
I think that the reason why I don't have Sammy in contention for the fourth one is DiCaprio, Pacino, and Streep are some of the three of the best actors.
You could argue three
ever.
Of the top 25, 20? Maybe
yeah, something like that.
And then you have to look at Adam Sandler. He's, I would say, top three for comedy.
He's
comedy
the best, movies.
Absolutely.
He's the best comedian on this list.
Well,
in terms
Will Ferrell.
In terms of movies and stand-up. Will Ferrell is more just a movie guy. Adam really does both.
Fair.
Although, actually, Jim Carrey is in that conversation, too. Don't get me wrong.
I mean,
But if we're talking peak, Adam Sandler's blows both Ferrells and Carrey's.
No.
Ooh, no.
Peak Carrey is better than peak Sandler. Sandler has a longer longevity than has more longevity than Carrey.
I meant more like peak, like his peak run. Like I meant like multiple movies over like multiple.
Yeah, no, I would say that's longevity, and that's where Sandler gets
okay,
it.
That's
but
fair.
Like Dumber and Dumber, Dumber and Dumber 2, The Grinch is all kind of in there for Carrey in a short span.
Fair enough. And we're not just talking comedy, too, because he was in
Truman Show.
Truman Show's a fantastic
Show is one
movie.
My favorite of all time.
Okay, well.
How are we going to decide this?
Charlie brought up my team.
I also want to bring up Tulio's team.
Okay.
Yes, I was going to bring up Tulio's
I
team.
I like
as well.
Morgan Freeman, and he is in a lot of things. But
he's also in one of the best two movies ever.
But is he fourth?
Renowned
he
Shawshank?
Shawshank.
Yeah, okay.
Some people put a one, some people put a two behind The Godfather, but I think it's kind of those two.
Is he fourth overall?
I mean, I think Tulio understands his star power that he brings in. I did also think fourth was pretty high for him, considering some of the other names on the list.
Who would you take from your guys' team above him? From Pacino?
Pacino, Streep.
See,
I would take De Niro
easily, but those were
Carrey.
Those were I knew
Pacino
you guys would pick
Pacino and
those.
Streep. I think I underestimated Sammy, but knew these two, Charlie and Matt, would not pick them. So I, as actors and as their prominence, I might put them ahead of Freeman, but I didn't because it's the draft and how that's structured. That's
Freeman
fair. Went
it, higher. It came down to like sometimes there's that guy you want to pick in the fifth round that you know is gonna get snapped up. So you
and
pick
if,
him earlier.
And if I take, you know, Pacino or Streep instead of Reynolds, then I have no comedy, and you guys are killing me for having a bunch of old people on my team.
How I look at it is he's only the lead in minimal amounts of movies.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I'm going to have Tulio at the bottom in my fourth spot solely because of that.
I could agree with you.
I'm still out of, like, I can't, a lot of these teams have their separate, like, good things about them. For me, again, because of Hanks, De Niro, and White, I can't put Charlie last.
No.
Because I can't put someone last who I wanted two of their picks.
Yeah.
It is between Matt and Tulio for me, personally. I don't know if I can make the distinction. I don't know if you guys can make the distinction on why your team's better than the other. Why don't we do, so we can, this is going to be good for time. Why don't we do what we did last time where each of you make a 30 yeah. seconds to a minute pitch about why yours is better. And then finally we'll make that decision. Decide.
I'll go first. Will Ferrell carries the comedy industry. He has so many hits. Yeah, he might have it with one other person, but he's still the center of attention on almost all of them. Not only that, he also has Christmas movies, which a lot of these other actors don't have. Second, Tom Cruise. He's a great guy. I mean, you have to look at Mission Impossible. You have to look at the other one that was just mentioned. I totally just blanked because I was on Brad Pitt.
Top Gun.
And that's where I went with those first two picks, and I stand by those. Then you get into Jennifer Aniston. That's just because TV shows. No one else on here has, except for Betty White, has a TV show actor or actress. And she carries Friends, and not only that, she's also in movies aside from that. Obviously, she's not the main character because she's focused her career on TV shows. Brad Pitt, you already mentioned it, Ocean's 11 and Glorious Bastards, Moneyball. You can't go wrong with fourth round pick, Brad Pitt. He's still there. I'm taking him all day. Nicole Kidman, definitely one of my weaker picks 100%, but she's an icon. Everyone knows who she is, and I would argue she's still a great actress.
Tulio, right. Go ahead.
I've gotten a lot of slander for this Morgan Freeman in the first round with the last pick of the first round. Matt, if we're talking about best actors, Matt with the second pick chose Will Ferrell. Remind you, not best comedians, best actors. Morgan Freeman is the better actor and has been in the better pictures, not the funnier pictures. He's not, if we're talking about iconic comedy, we're throwing the whole comedic second genre in there. It's a different story. But in terms of actors, it's Morgan Freeman. Samuel L. Jackson speaks for himself. Ryan Reynolds speaks for himself. Marilyn Monroe is the most popular person in this draft and is, you know, maybe Meryl Streep gets up there in terms of icon, but it's Marilyn Monroe. Jennifer Lawrence has some great movies, has some poor movies, but she has some of the most popular movies of the 21st century.
What are you thinking, Sam? I mean, honestly, Matt third, Tulio fourth. No disrespect to your team, Tulio. We just gotta move on. And it's really like, it's by a hair. Like, it's not even.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, by a hair, it's, I guess I could put Tulio last, Matt third, but it's very close.
Very close.
It's very, very close.
All right, now comes the time to discuss first and second.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Love it.
Leo and Tom's a wash. Carrie over Bullock. De Niro over Sandler. Pacino over Williams. Streep over White. It's tied.
Nope, it's three for Sammy.
No, it's tied. I said Leo. Washing,
no, you can't wash Caprio and Hanks. Guys, Leo is the best actor ever.
Leo has more great movies. Tom's a better actor. That's how I see it.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I personally think...
Matt, because you have a limited knowledge of movies, you don't know...
My mic is going off.
Can you still hear us?
Yep.
Because you don't watch movies, you have a limited understanding of great actors, as Matt flips us off in the control.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you could say that Pacino is a better actor than DiCaprio in select films. You could say DiCaprio is better than Robin Williams in select films. You could say Williams is better than Pacino in select films.
Can I say something? Obviously, good movies are more due to numerous factors. It's not just acting. But if we're talking best roles, best performances, De Niro is on your team.
I'm gonna...
His top role, you could say, is either Goodfellas or Godfather 2. There is no Godfather 2 without Michael Corleone in Godfather 1 and Godfather 2. Al Pacino is the reason why De Niro is on your list.
That's fair.
He's on, yeah, I don't know. I think Brando's better in Godfather 1, but that's for our movie draft.
I'm going to say this. I'm always going to stand by my picks. Personally, I think I'm number one, but I'm willing to settle for a tie.
This is, I think, no ties.
Matt, I was going to say no ties, but I'm also, as soon as I looked at this list, I knew it was me or Charlie. So I'm fine with either decision.
I didn't. I thought Charlie was going to be third. I thought Sammy could have been third. I thought Matt was clearly last.
Damn, you just hate Matt's team.
Like every single time, Tullio like, just shit.
But that means it's
team.
Up to you. It's up to you guys.
But, it's up to you guys.
The more I look at it, Charlie has the most great actors and actresses. Sammy has maybe the highs, but he also has the lows, right? Like Bullock and Sandler kind of stink up that middle section, even though the front and the back end are great. Mm-hmm. Charlie just has great actors from A to Z.
Yeah, and that's fair. I mean, I picked Bullock when I did just because I was thinking I wanted the diversity of the team. And I picked her quick because I was just thinking probably
but you could have picked Streep then and then came back with Monroe at the end.
But I knew I'd get Streep, right? Because I knew from both Matt and Charlie's first pick that Bullock was probably.
Well, then that goes back to our conversation about Freeman.
Yeah, but we've already determined you're not.
Okay, I'm saying we're judging it by the same standards.
Yeah. Here's what we're gonna do. Sammy's okay with either person. Tullio, who do you have? Charlie. I have Sammy. Charlie, you have yourself.
I have myself.
I mean,
By definition, I have myself.
Yeah, that's if we're judging it off of that. I have myself still.
All right.
By definition, I think we have to go with Charlie as the number one. Tullio does make a great point.
Hold on.
He has the better actors. And in the end, that's what this vote is about.
Here we go. Take yourself out of it. The three lists, just forget our whole conversation that we just had. When you were looking at the lists for the Furboya before we got into the analysis, did you each have yourself at two or at one if you took yourself out of it?
I always had no order, me or Charlie, one or two.
Well, now you're just, pandering to yourself.
I thought with Pacino, Streep, and DiCaprio, I agreed my second and third pick may have been my weakest, but like Matt said with comedy, if we're just talking best actors, I would have went a different direction. But I'm also went with the favorite.
So, folks, we've learned a lesson today that we need to define what the hell we're drafting more. Because we came in here with this ambiguity of we're going to draft actors and actresses and have no criteria to find out why we are judging what our draft is.
And in the end, it took us 50 minutes to do this analysis.
Oh, my goodness.
In that end, we have failed you.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, we have, because we have no winner.
Yes, we do.
If you want to, I'm fine with taking Charlie as the winner.
Because I was gonna switch my pick as well.
Yeah, that's
solely
good,
because of Tullio's argument about who are the better actors and actresses. And in that case, if you look at them individually from an actor standpoint.
As a whole list.
Yeah, because individually, I think it's too tight.
You've been looking at it individually. If you look at it as a whole.
Look at it as a whole, though, and you don't take movies into account.
You just look at performances.
Look at performances. I can't let Sammy win twice in a row, so throw Charlie in number one.
Hey, let's go.
Charlie, the winner of the
Actors Draft.
Second Draft Dogs podcast. I think we got to get out of here. Should we get out of here, guys?
I think that's a good idea. Obviously, this draft, it was a good one. As you can tell, this is as close as I think it'll ever get. And on that note, I think we're going to sign off. Once again, this has been the Draft Dogs. With me, your host. Just kidding, guys, we're all hosts, I swear. My name is Matt Dizer. Today I'm with Samuel Brzovsky, Tullio Fontanella, and Charles M. Smeegin.
Charles M. Smeegin.
Since he got a little mad at me last time that I didn't pronounce his name wrong, or his name right, we will see you guys next week on our next episode, episode 3. We're excited to see what our picks are, and hopefully this time I'll get the first overall pick.
I'm sure you'll lose again.
Thank you, and good night, everyone.